10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's 5:30. It is December 17th. Thank you guys for joining us. We are so excited to have you here on this Tuesday, getting things going. JC's out taking those vacation days, and Steph is in. How you doing this morning?
I had the sweetest phone call with my mom yesterday. We caught up. It's been a couple weeks, and she goes, "Guess what?" I said, "What?" She's raising my twin nephews, and they're about 14. She goes, "Angel had to shave his beard for the first time today."
Ooh, that's a rite of passage, shaving.
I know. And I'm like, well, first it was so fun, the funniest conversation, because she goes, "Angel, I'm going to tell Steffi." And then he goes, "No, don't tell her." And then he goes, "I'm going to tell you anyway." And then it was the sweetest thing.
Oh, man. They're getting older. Wow. Yeah. Where's the time going? That is so funny. That's a sweet moment. I can see the embarrassment, though, in his face. I'm sure he was absolutely mortified. Yes. Like that. You guys, oh, that's like when, you know, when you become a woman, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I will never forget my family announced it basically at Thanksgiving dinner one year, and I was just sitting there absolutely mortified, like, how could you do this to me? Like, why would you tell everyone?
And how would you and what do you say after that?
You just stare off into nothingness. Yeah, it's there's no coming back from something like that.
No, it's not. How was your day yesterday?
It was pretty good. I had a couple of things. I'm trying to just, you know, round out this holiday stuff and get stuff going. And then last night it was nice, but it was actually kind of like I was a little lonely. Last night, my daughter and my husband went to the Raiders game, and oh my gosh, that game. Mm-hmm. And I was all by myself last night. So I could have gotten ahead and started wrapping presents and doing stuff like that, but instead I just sat on the couch and watched some of the game and did some of my work and just played Candy Crush, but yeah. It was just nice. It was complete silence, and I haven't had that in my house for a long time, so I kind of liked it, but I got bored with it very quickly. I was like, okay, when are they coming back? I'm like checking their location. I'm like, oh, they're still there. Like, I could see, and Allegiant Stadium, by the way, on Find Mine looks so cool. If you have ever looked at it, I love how it looks on Find Mine.
You zoom in and it's like a 3D figure too.
I could even tell like where exactly they were sitting. Like, they were in their spots. It was just so funny to watch them. And then I checked and I realized they were in the parking lot. I'm like, they're coming home. Yes. I was like, nice. All excited. So yeah.
So no wrapping has been done, or you still have quite a few?
I have some of it done. Here's the cool thing. Get yourself a daughter who likes to wrap, because then you just pay her to wrap presents.
Nice.
And all I have to wrap are her presents. She'll wrap everyone else's presents. And of course I can't give her her own gifts to wrap, but she wants to make some money. And I was like, okay, I'll pay you if you wrap these presents. And she's trying to charge me, okay, $5 a package. I'm like, absolutely not. We're going a flat fee. I will give you a flat fee and you have to wrap all my gifts. Yeah. And she's like, okay, fine. There was no room for negotiation on that one.
And when do you guys open presents? Is it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
We have a family tradition on Christmas Eve. We all get to pick one present to open. And then on Christmas morning after Santa comes, we all go downstairs and we unwrap all the presents.
Nice.
What do you guys do?
Well, in our back home when I was a kid, it was Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. Most of the presents were Christmas Eve, just because that's usually how like our culture celebrated.
Yeah, that's like a Filipino thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then when we Christmas Day, we had a couple presents from Santa, and those are the big fun ones, and I like those.
The best ones.
The best ones.
You can't wait. You can't sleep. You're wondering what he's going to bring you. It's very exciting. I like to hear everyone's traditions. Like, let us know what you guys do as far as gifts go. Are you Christmas Eve? Are you Christmas Day? Are you a little of both? I love to hear what other families do. So we have so much to get to today. Speaking of Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas, it's day 12. There are only two lonely gifts left under our Christmas tree, and one of you is going to unwrap one of them right around 9:40 this morning. Also, tickets to see Awakenings at Wynn Las Vegas. That show is so good. We'll have your passes with the Mega Minute, and we'll also have tickets to see Collective Soul coming up with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, but let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik?
I am barely breathing. I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm kidding. Imagining you care. And I could stand.
Do you want to hear Crush by Jennifer Page?
It's just a little crush. Not like I'm faint every time we touch. It's just some little thing. Not like every.
Or do you want to hear Country Grammar by Nelly? Choices. You can vote right now. Let's get these votes in here. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you been the victim of a porch pirate this year? One of our neighbors was, and wait until you hear who it was that stole from them. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Country Grammar by Nelly is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. My neighbor was the victim of a porch pirate this week, and she was warning me yesterday. I was at the mailbox, and she pulled up at the same time, and we were getting our mail, and we were just kind of talking about the holidays and stuff. And have you ever had a package stolen from your front porch? And if so, like, did you catch the person? Did you get a refund? Did they believe you? She was telling me, she's like, yeah, have you had any packages stolen lately? And I was like, no. Usually when they drop them off, I grab them right away. And she's like, yeah, I was working all day and had a package out there, and she said someone stole it. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you guys have cameras? She goes, yeah, I know exactly who took it. And I'm like, who took it? Was it one of our other neighbors? She goes, no, it was the delivery person for the package.
What?
So she went back on her cameras and she looked, and what the person did, and I'm not going to say what service it was, but they came, they dropped the package, they took the picture like you're supposed to do to prove that you delivered it. They took the picture of the package, and then they picked it up and walked away with it.
No way.
I was like, are you sure, like, it was your package? Maybe when they put it down and they took the picture, they realized they brought it to the wrong house and they picked it up to take it to the other place. And she goes, no, I got the notification and there's the picture of the package on my front porch, and they picked it up and they took it.
What?
Yeah. So she's contacting
the service
and is like, I have the video footage. I will send it to you. So this person's probably going to get fired, I'm guessing. But I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, because I see them taking the picture on my front porch all the time. And of course, they just leave it. It didn't ever even occur to me that someone would deliver it and then take it after they delivered it.
And how silly if they don't think they're going to get caught.
I mean, I've been to her house before. She has a Ring doorbell. Like, you see that. Why would you do that?
Unless we give this person the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
That the holiday season is crazy. Their mind's everywhere. They think that they think they're leaving it at the door, but they, for some reason, their mind's saying pick it up and take it. And it's just an honest mistake.
And you know what? That's happened to me before, where I like completely brain fart on something. Like, I will go into the kitchen and I was like, okay, I gotta grab a bottle of water, and I go in there and I grab a bottle of water, and then I'm like, I gotta put something in the pantry, and then I go and I put that bottle of water in the pantry instead.
Right.
It's like, I'm not even thinking, I don't know what's wrong. And I love that. I do like giving that person the benefit of the doubt, but she never got it back. So she let them know, she's sending the footage to them. But have you ever had something stolen off of your porch? Did you catch the person who did it?
Yes, this was our old apartment. and we take our shoes off before entering our apartment. And what we did is we took off our shoes, but we forgot to bring our shoes inside just that night. We blanked, but we put our shoes in a corner where you can't see the shoes. It's like the little wall area.
Oh, it's like covered.
Exactly. Yeah. It's covered. So we, in the middle of the night, got a notification on our camera that there was activity at like 2-3 a.m. We see the video and you can see a guy with a hoodie. He's wearing a mask. He has a backpack on, and he only stole James's shoes.
Only your, only his. He didn't want yours.
He didn't want mine. I was like, oh, these little girls, you were good. But he stole James. I remember they were Jordan 1 lows he stole.
Oh, and no.
Never again did we do that. But man, I feel like, especially living in a complex unit, we should have known better. That was all on us. But I will never forget that. I was like, oh, he only stole your shoes.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if he saw yours like, yeah, I don't want them. Do you want them?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2188.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, December 17th at 6:03. JC is out using some of those vacation days. We are in, I was just thinking about it this morning. I heard someone yesterday say to their kid, you better be good, you know, Santa's coming. And the kid just kind of like, we were at the grocery store and she was like, you know, when they have, I hate that they have like all the candies and stuff right there, those last minute purchases, and the kid's like touching everything. She's like, you better be good, so you know Santa's coming. And she's like, she's still playing with this pack of bubble gum. And the mom goes, if you don't put that down, you're going to get coal in your stocking. And when she said that, the little girl put that bubble gum down faster than I've ever seen anyone move. And it was just so funny because at first I think she was confused. Like, what does that even mean? But like, that's the bad thing. That's the coal in the stocking. You don't want to get that. That's how you know you were on the naughty list.
Yeah, for sure.
If you were getting coal, what's the equivalent of coal in the stocking for an adult? Like, if you were if Santa gives coal to kids on the naughty list, what does he give to adults on the naughty list?
What about always stuck in traffic?
Oh yeah,
commuting.
I was thinking decaf coffee. Like, what is the point of decaf coffee? That is something I would not want at all. Just keep your coffee. I'm good.
For me, I think when my battery is always at 10%, I would always be anxious that I'm like, oh, my battery, I got to keep charging it. I got to keep charging it. That for me is like, I'm on the naughty list.
Oh, that is like permanent anxiety for me. I always seeing that, I would get so stressed out about seeing that.
What about unpaid overtime? Working all the time and you still get the same pay, or working holidays, same pay.
Yeah. I would say also lipstick on your teeth, ladies, all the time and not knowing it. That is something that is really frustrating. Well, I would not want that.
I'm thinking of what else? What else are you thinking?
What else? What would you not want? What would adults on the naughty list get instead of coal? I would say burnt toast. Worst smell in the world.
Yes.
A coworker that cooks fish in the break room. Worst smell in the world. There's just so many things. So the bottom line is, be good. Don't wind up on the naughty list.
Even
this year.
You adults, us adults, we need to be good and be good to each other.
Yes, exactly. We have so much coming up this morning. Oh my goodness. We are finally here. The 12th day of the 12 days of Christmas. There's two gifts left under our Christmas tree. What will you pick? 9:40 this morning, your chance to reach under there and grab one of those gifts. Also, 7:30 this morning with a Mega Minute, we've got more tickets for you to see Awakenings over at Wynn Las Vegas. And at 8:20 with the heads up, your Collective Soul tickets. All of that is on the way. But first, let's talk to you about what is trending. New details on Wicked Part 2. And are the rumors about Ariana Grande going on tour next year true? We have all that info coming up for you next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Wicked is trending this morning.
It's time to try to find.
anticipated second installment of Wicked is officially titled. It'll be called Wicked. Oh, hold on one second. Not part two. It's Wicked for Good. That is set to release on November 21st, 2025, directed again by John M. Chu. The film is going to continue to follow the story of Elphaba and Glinda after the events of part one, which ends with that iconic number of Defying Gravity. And For Good, if you have seen it before, is one of the songs that they will be singing in this part. Such a good song. One of my favorites off of the Wicked soundtrack.
When I saw this yesterday, James says I have only one scream, and it could be for anything. It could be because I dropped something, or it could be because I'm terrified, but that one scream came, and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, the Wicked Part 2 name is out. He goes, seriously? I'm like, yes, this is such a big part of what, like, my life right now, and I've just been completely obsessed with Wicked, and just Ariana Grande as Glinda, it's been incredible. So to see that, and how smart is Wicked to drop it while the hype is still going on?
Yeah, so now we know. I mean, it's a ways away. It's
a year. Yeah.
But still, there's some excitement surrounding that. I'm kind of obsessed with all the Wicked merch, from the Stanleys to Ari's makeup line that has, like, my whole For You page is ads for Ariana Grande's, like, eyeshadows and stuff, the Wicked collab that she has with her makeup line, and I'm so tempted. Have you ever bought anything in the TikTok shop before?
I have. And it's one of the... Have you seen the collagen masks that you wear overnight?
I have.
Love those.
Do those really, like, melt into your face?
Yes.
They do?
They do. I think you would love them.
I did order something on TikTok shop. Oh, my daughter wanted a pair of Halara pants, so I bought her a pair of Halara pants. She loved those. And then I got that... the face setting spray. It's in the pink bottle. I can't remember.
Okay.
I got that. It works okay. I wasn't, like, super impressed with it, but I don't know. I get really nervous. And plus, they're banning TikTok in the United States on January 19th. So if you want to start buying that stuff, you got to get moving. So back to Wicked. So the film is going to also deepen the storyline connections to The Wizard of Oz, potentially involving Dorothy's perspective more heavily. We have to wait and see with that. Also, there were some rumors that were sparked by Ticketmaster listings that Ariana Grande, who stars in the film, will be touring next year. She is not going to be doing that. I guess if you looked up Ariana Grande on Ticketmaster, they had a bunch of dates, like, reserved. So people started freaking out, like, oh my gosh, she's going on tour, and it's not happening. Her record label released a statement clarified no tour is planned, though Ari is very appreciative of her fans.
Unless the rumor was that she was only going to do a couple shows. So what if they are planning on still doing a little tour, but they released it too early? So they are trying to, like, make good.
Like, and backtrack on that.
Yeah. But the thing is, if the Wicked Part 2 is coming out next year, they're going to do a huge press stuff again. So I can see her time being solely on Wicked and not having time for a tour too.
Yeah. I don't know how she would juggle the two of them. I mean, we've seen people do it before. Stranger things have happened. But yeah, that seems highly unlikely. Her record company is like, no, that's definitely not happening. So we'll see what happens. But now we know Wicked for Good, and that is what's trending. If you have ever had a small child, this has probably happened to you. So they said something out loud that you wish you could immediately take back. And that happened over the weekend with a little girl. Her name is Story. She absolutely stole the show in this Christmas program that she was in. It's so adorable. The video is going viral. So she took the microphone from the principal during this holiday performance, and she decided to speak her mind. And we have the audio. This is so funny. Check this out.
I am very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
The principal had to take the microphone away from her before she started name dropping there, but she is so cute. Her mom says that her daughter is very confident. She's always felt comfortable in the spotlight, and she just has this personality where she will just speak out and she will say exactly what she thinks.
I love the video because you can see the principal taking away the microphone, and she goes, "You're right. No, I shouldn't say anything." Yeah. Like, she's just, her body language is so funny.
You got to check it out. We'll post the video if you haven't seen it. It's so funny. But have you ever been in a situation where your child said something that you wish you could immediately take back? What happened? Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, what happened to you?
Hey, good morning. So our three-year-old over Thanksgiving decided to tell her teacher that her little brother, who she's still getting used to, couldn't come to Thanksgiving. He had to stay home with the dog.
Oh my gosh. She just had her mind made up that this was not, he was not invited.
Yeah, he wasn't coming.
I love that. It's so funny. It's hard to get used to those new siblings when you're the star of the show and then all of a sudden they come in and steal a little bit of your thunder. What's going on? Ashley, what did a child say that you wish that you could take back?
Good morning. I have a four-year-old that's struggling with intrusive thoughts and what he shouldn't say out loud. We were having some friends over just the other night, and we just got this ornament, the Where's Waldo ornament, and there was a lull in the conversation. We had our friends over, and all of a sudden you just hear my son go, "I'm gonna punch that guy in the face."
Oh my gosh.
He learned that from somewhere, maybe watching some YouTube videos. All Ashley.
How do you recover from that? What did you say?
I said, "Well, he's not a violent child, I promise."
They just say things. They don't mean that. Well, we're getting some texts here. This one says, "When my daughter was five, I took her to visit someone in a nursing home. On her way out in an elevator full of residents, she says, 'I don't ever want to live here.'"
Oh my God.
One resident said, "I don't blame you, sweetie." I was mortified. This one says, "My son and I were in a hotel hot tub. It had six people in it. He said, 'Mom, I need to use the restroom.' And then said, 'Never mind.' Everyone jumped out."
Oh my gosh. I remember I was in a grocery store. I was somewhere in public, and I overheard, it was like a kid, the parents, and the grandparents. And they said, "Hey, yeah, this is my grandma. She's rich. Why? Because my mom always asks her for money."
Oh my gosh. Way to throw mom under the bus on that one.
Oh my gosh. Have your kids ever said anything kind of outlandish?
All the time. I will never forget, though, it was my brother when I was a kid. Our neighbor, Larry, we had Phyllis and Larry next door. Larry smoked heavily. And we were outside playing one day. Larry was out there talking to my mom, and my brother goes, "Larry, why do you always smell bad?" And I stopped what I was doing. My mom looked at him and goes, "Marcos!" And he doubled down on it. He goes, "What? He does?" I was like, "Oh my gosh." And she's like, "I'm so sorry." He's like, "Maybe I should cut back on the smoking."
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, this month's busy holiday travel period set to start this weekend. Are you going anywhere? Are you hitting the roads, hitting the airport, anything like that?
I am going to be driving from Vegas to Phoenix for my sister-in-law's wedding, but that's not till like the 27th.
Oh, okay. So you've got a little bit of time. They say this weekend's going to be crazy. A record number of people are expected to hit the road. AAA is saying just under 120 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. Most people are going to be traveling by car, which is actually a 3.5% increase over last year. And it's back to pre-pandemic levels. In 2019, 119 million Americans traveled over the holidays. So it's back up again. Sunday, they say this upcoming Sunday is going to be peak travel day, the highest volume of travelers on the move So keep that in mind.
A couple weeks ago, we went to Phoenix or Scottsdale for my sister-in-law's bachelorette. And even then, it was already getting crazy. So imagine, I can't even imagine this coming weekend. Oh, it's going to be insane. Are you guys traveling anywhere this holiday
season?
No,
I was actually looking online on Kayak is one of the websites I look at just for cheap tickets. I was like, you know what? I kind of want to get out of town. I just want to get away from everything. I kind of want to go out. So I was like looking for cheap destinations to go to last minute. And I was like looking out of the country. There's nothing cheap this right now out of the country. So if anyone has like a good idea for a destination that would make like a fun, like 2 or 3 day-er thing, let me know. Hit me up because I want to get out of town, but I don't know where to go.
And then traveling back home to family is a little hard because the weather is unpredictable.
I get scared to go back to Denver in the winter. I've been stranded way too many times. And so I thought about that, but just my luck, I'm going to get stuck there. So I don't know. We're trying to figure out. I'm probably going to just be hanging out here for the holidays.
It's honestly like you want to do it, but really, are you going to do it? Probably not.
Yeah. Also this morning, a new study suggests that walking 7,000 steps a day could help reduce the risk of depression. It's been long known that exercise improves your mental health, but this is the first study to actually look at step counts and a possible link between the two. Researchers looked at a bunch of different studies and found that those who walk 7,000 steps a day are 31% less likely to be depressed. And the risk reduction benefit soared to 40% if you make it to 10,000 steps a day.
Are you and Matt still going on daily walks around the neighborhood?
It depends. Like last night, we did not because he went to the Raiders game. So we didn't go on our walk, but I just did my workout at home instead. When he's home, yes, we like to go on our walks around the neighborhood. It's not 7,000 steps. It's only like two miles. I don't know how many steps that is, but it's probably, I don't think I'm hitting that. But during the course of the day with all the walking and stuff I do, I might hit that. I don't know. The seasonal depression got me this year. So I don't think I'm hitting 7,000 steps.
Yeah.
Do you walk a lot?
We go to the park every day. We try to do at least a lap. And I want to say that's about 2,000 steps, about 0.75 miles. But if you're talking about 7,000 steps in one period of time, definitely not. I'm doing that like throughout the day, but not in one sitting or one session.
Yeah. Like, does it have to be? I don't think it has to be in one session. It just says a day.
Oh, okay.
So then you might be hitting that. No wonder you're always in such a good mood.
here and there.
Finally, this morning, there's a reason why we are the entertainment capital of the world. StubHub just came with their list of the top live experiences in Las Vegas for the year, and some of these may surprise you. They're saying that in Las Vegas, the events here sold 56% more tickets than their second place stop, which was New York. So we are truly the entertainment capital of the world. As far as the biggest live experiences in Las Vegas, number 5 was Phish over at the Sphere. That was one of the biggest ones. Number 4, I think we knew this one was huge. U2 at the Sphere. Absolutely massive. That was the number 4 live experience here in Las Vegas. The Eagles. Number 3. None of these shows I have seen, by the way.
Same. I was going to ask, have you gone to any? Have you even gone to the Sphere yet?
I have not even been to the Sphere. I know JC said he went to see U2 at the Sphere and absolutely loved
it. That's true.
Have you seen anything at the Sphere?
No, I've only driven by it. I've only driven by it and been amazed from the outside, but not from the inside.
The number 2 top live experience in Las Vegas was
the third Super Bowl in 5 years. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It is a dynasty. The Chiefs have won Super Bowl 58.
Super Bowl 58 here in Las Vegas on February 11th. The Chiefs versus the 49ers. Does that not seem like 4 years ago?
It felt like 8 years ago.
How was that this past year? Is that true? Was that this year that happened?
Now that I'm thinking about it, it was this year because, I mean, where else was it? It wasn't anywhere else.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh. That but just seems fun, like ages ago.
It was such a fun time here, though.
It was. I really feel like we should be the permanent place for the Super Bowl.
And I'll be excited to see what New Orleans has to offer next year. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, I love, so it'll be nice halftime. But other than that, I think our city has a lot to offer entertainment-wise when it comes to all of these outside Super Bowl things. But we'll see. So I'm excited to see them next year.
Well, what could beat the Super Bowl for the top live experience in Las Vegas for 2024? Adele. Her Weekends with Adele residency just absolutely killed. Her final 10 shows even outsold her record-breaking 10 shows in Munich by more than double the amount of tickets sold. Her final show was November 23rd at the Coliseum, and that was her best-selling performance of the year.
So good. I loved that show. I cried so many times.
I cried, too. I know. And if you went to the Super Bowl and you were a 49ers fan, you probably cried there, too. So. Oh, Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There's been a lot of talk about the healthcare industry lately with the shooting of the CEO from United Healthcare. A lot of people talking about the lack of coverage, how they are facing these medical bills that are out of control. We recently talked about the one that my husband got from the ER, and thank goodness I have insurance. I still got a huge bill, but it was like $40,000 without insurance, which there's no way we could have taken care of that. And so I got actually the bill, the itemized bill, and I couldn't believe like something was $18,000 on there. It was some sort of a scan. And I'm thinking, wow, like how are you supposed to pay for stuff like this? And there is a viral TikTok that everybody's talking about right now. And I'm wondering, is this true? You saw this too, right?
I saw it. I sent it to you. I said, do you know if this is true? Because if that's the facts, then this will help you in that crazy medical bill with Matt's ER.
I don't know if this is true. Listen to this, guys. And if you're in the healthcare industry, maybe you can give us some insight on this. I am not sure how accurate this is, but this is going viral.
If you learn anything today, I hope it's that you don't have to pay your medical bills. Let them send it to collections and then dispute it. And in the comments, you're going to say selling medical information to a third party is a HIPAA violation.
Now, I saw that and I'm thinking, how's that going to get you out of it? I started reading the comments. Did you read the comments?
I read the comments.
People were like, that's true. Why don't people know this? I work in the healthcare industry. That's absolutely true. Let me play it one more time just because it did really. I couldn't believe it. Listen again.
If you learn anything today, I hope it's that you don't have to pay your medical bills. Let them send it to collections and then dispute it. And in the comments, you're going to say selling medical information to a third party is a HIPAA violation.
Does anyone know if that is accurate? I'm not promoting this. I'm just talking about what is happening right now.
Yeah.
Because everyone is talking about this insane TikTok. Can you get out of it just because it's a HIPAA violation?
I don't know. And that's where I'm trying to think about when I went to the ER, it did almost go to collections. And I'm trying to remember if my mom helped me saying, no, we got to pay it right away. Or if she was like, don't worry, let it go to collections and then we'll figure it out and dispute it. So I'm reading the comments on this video. It says, please, as a former medical office manager, I cannot say this louder.
What?
Someone says, I do this for a living. You are not wrong. I've never paid a medical bill. They get enough for my insurance and it's never been on my credit. And I'm trying to understand, is this true?
Anyone in the healthcare industry that can confirm, deny this, 702-364-9400. This text says, I'm guessing one of those many forms they have you sign takes care of that. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means, but is it just about the threat that you don't want to get sent to collections, but once it goes and you say that, it's gone? Does it end up on your credit? Does it lower your credit?
I got a text from a friend that works in medical billing saying, I will tell you, if you don't pay the medical bill, the insurance will still pay their portion owed, leaving the remaining balance as your responsibility. The hospital will usually work with you, but if you still find you cannot afford it, let it go for a while.
And then what?
I don't know. That's all she told me. Tell me more.
Well, our phones are ringing. Let's get some of these texts that are coming in. Let us know what you guys know about this. 702-364-9400. Some of the bills that you guys are sending us that you guys get are absolutely insane. We're going to take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Go. The can of worms that we would open.
Seriously.
Talking about this. Mix 94.1, we are talking about this viral TikTok and medical bills, insurance, all of that has been in the news a lot lately. And we are talking about this viral TikTok where a woman says, don't pay your medical bills. This is what she says.
If you learn anything today, I hope it's that you don't have to pay your medical bills. Let them send it to collections. And then dispute it. And in the comments, you're going to say, selling medical information to a third party is a HIPAA violation.
We are getting a ton of calls and texts right now at 702-364-9400. I didn't know about this. I don't even know if it's true, but we are getting so much feedback from you guys. Some of the texts we're getting says, I have done that in the past. They reduced the bill for me. Your credit doesn't go bad. Medical bills are okay to be behind on. If you're buying a house, they won't consider that. This one says, America is literally one of the only developed countries in the world to charge a fee for health care insurance that was already included in taxes. This one says past due medical bills are no longer allowed to be reported on your credit if it's a HIPAA violation as well. 702-364-9400 is our number. Do you pay your medical bills? Did you know about this? If you work in the medical industry, can you confirm or deny this? I do not want to pass along bad information. This is just something that a lot of people are talking about right now. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about this TikTok that says don't pay your medical bills, let them go to collections and then report it for a HIPAA violation. What do you know about this? Is this true?
So I don't know about the HIPAA part, but I do know that I have tons of medical bills. I am a frequent flyer in the hospitals with and without medical insurance, and I haven't paid a penny.
So do you get sent to collections?
I do, and none of it's on my credit report.
Is it just lingering there? Like, are there plans to pay it? What do you do in that situation?
No, I just let it go, and after a while, it disappears.
You're kidding me.
Probably 7 years. I don't pay anything.
Wow. I mean, have I been doing the wrong thing by paying
really?
This whole time? That is fascinating, Jessica. Hey, how are you doing, by the way?
I'm okay. I just try to keep the balls rolling on the medical stuff, but yeah.
Well, thank you for that information. We really appreciate it. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, good morning. What do you think?
So I ended up in the hospital with COVID and had over $100,000 responsibility bill, and I haven't paid anything.
And are they coming after you pretty intensely?
No. So as long as you don't acknowledge the bill and say you owe it, it'll get written off.
I am in complete and total shock right now. And like nothing goes on your credit, nothing.
Nope, it's never hit my credit, nothing.
Wow. What have we been doing, Steph?
Seriously.
Scott, thank you for calling. This is just fascinating information. I'm not trying to sit here and promote not paying your bills, but it sounds like a lot of people do this and it just kind of goes away.
And so what are you going to do about Matt's $40,000 ER bill?
I'm not in any rush to pay it. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm trying to keep up with all of your texts and your calls about this this viral TikTok, and a lot of people are saying don't do this. We're talking about not paying your medical bills and then letting them go to collections, because then you can claim it's a HIPAA violation and it goes away. That's according to a TikTok that has gone viral. We're getting a lot of people saying, first of all, that's stealing. Don't do that. Second of all, so a lot of people are saying that they did that and they had their wages garnished.
Oh no.
Yeah, because they can obtain a civil judgment against you. So I will be paying my medical bills.
Yeah, maybe we should.
A lot of people are reaching out on that. So yeah, we're just telling you about this TikTok. Do as you deem correct, but
and be careful.
Yeah, I just encourage you, just don't get yourself in trouble. I'm paying my bills.
Yeah, pay your bills, Mercedes.
All right. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see Awakening at Wynn Las Vegas. It is the thrilling spectacle. It's just so beautiful. They have aerialists and acrobats and choreography, and the theater is absolutely incredible. You're going to love this show. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute right now. You get 60 seconds and there's 10 questions, and if you get them all right in that time, you'll win these tickets. Caller 20, you are going to take on the Mega Minute. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hannah, good morning. You're caller 20. How you doing?
I got my daughter in the car. We're excited.
Oh, yay. Your daughter, Addie. Hi, Addie. Can you hear me, Addie?
Yeah, I can. Hello.
Oh, hello, you guys. All right, let's do this. We have these tickets for you to check out Awakening at Wynn Las Vegas. 60 seconds, 10 questions. If I hear a right answer from either one of you, we'll move on to the next question, okay?
Okay. All right, Hannah, Addie, Mercedes, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which network aired the first episode of Sesame Street back in 1969?
PBS.
Yes. What movie was the song What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish a part of?
Oh, Barbie.
Yes. What actor played Malcolm's dad in the show Malcolm in the Middle? What artist performed with Left Shark during the Super Bowl halftime show?
This year. Sure.
Pass. We're going to pass on that. What country is the band U2 from?
UK.
No. Well, no.
England.
No. Benny Blanco just got engaged to which pop star?
Pass.
What band was Paul McCartney a part of?
Beatles.
Yes. What company created Barbie?
Mattel.
Yes. In the movie Wicked, what song is sung right at the end before the credits roll?
Defying Gravity.
Yes. In Home Alone 2, what U.S. city does Kevin McAllister...
Oh, my goodness.
I just love the authority you said you had in your voice with Defying Gravity. That was actually amazing. I'm sorry, you guys. Some of these were really tough. Let's go over the ones that we had to pass on here. It looks like the actor that played Malcolm's dad in the show Malcolm in the Middle, that was Bryan Cranston. Who else do we have here? The artist that performed with Left Shark during the Super Bowl halftime show, that's Katy Perry. What country is the band U2 from? Ireland is the correct answer. Yep. Benny Blanco just got engaged to which pop star? That's Selena Gomez. And right at the very end, we couldn't finish the question, but in Home Alone 2, what U.S. city does Kevin McAllister accidentally travel to? It's New York City. That means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. But alas, we still have these tickets to give away. For caller 20 right now, two tickets to see Awakening at Wynn Las Vegas. If you are ready to go see this amazing show, be caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The woman from Maui who had gone missing and then turned up safe is now speaking out. Hannah Kobayashi said in a letter that was distributed through her aunt that she returned to the U.S. from Mexico on Sunday. 30 years old. She vanished last month after traveling from Hawaii to LA, which started this weeks-long search. She says she is only now learning about what was being reported about her in the media, and she's just trying to process it all. The woman noted that the focus now is on her healing. Her father passed away last month after traveling to LA to look for her. A medical examiner determined his cause of death to be suicide. Where did she go in Mexico where she was completely off the grid, had no clue that people were looking for her? She must not have had any sort of cell phone or cell service or anything if, you know, her family's calling her. I just, the whole thing, the way it went down is just so odd, you know?
I also wonder how she found out who was the first person she called. What was her reaction when she found out her dad passed by taking his own life in search for her?
That's got to be so traumatic and something that is going to be really hard for her to deal with.
I'm just hoping that I know that the media, it's horrible, but I'm hoping that she does take the time maybe to disconnect again, just be with family and just try to process it all without having to see everything online about her. And that's what's probably the most difficult part at this time.
There's also that factor, though, where if your family member, are you struggling between just happiness that you found her and that she's safe, and then also a little bit of anger, like, where were you? Do you understand what we've all been going through trying to find you?
There's probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, glad you're safe, but what the heck?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Just the story about her father is so, so tragic and sad. So we'll keep you updated on that. Also this morning, the first ever Bluey feature film, it's in the works. BBC Studios and Walt Disney announced today that the beloved animated series is getting the movie treatment. It is set to hit theaters in 2027.
Gotta wait for that.
Before streaming on Disney Plus, the guy who created Bluey, he's writing and directing the film. They said that he really enjoys the experience of working with a longer format. Remember they did that one show, The Sign, in season 3, and so he wants to kind of go a little further with that, with an extension of that. And if you don't watch Bluey, or you don't have little ones, or maybe, you know, you watch it just because you enjoy it yourself, it's a really popular Australian animated preschool series that premiered back in 2018, and now it is getting the big screen treatment.
I watched that episode of The Sign.
Yeah.
And wow.
It was so good.
How can a cartoon affect me this much? I cried. It was so, so good.
I'm one of those adults that still enjoys watching animated shows. I don't know what it is about it, but it just puts me at ease, and I don't know. There's something about it that makes me decompress a little bit watching cartoons. Maybe it takes me back to being a kid or whatever, but my kids are not little anymore, but I still enjoy watching Bluey. It calms me down.
Yeah, it heals your inner child.
Yeah, for sure. Finally this morning, the Scratcher Girls. This is a service that is really picking up steam and everyone is talking about. It's the world's first professional back scratching studio, and they offer relaxation therapy. It's gained so much popularity, especially among ASMR enthusiasts, people that love the different sound. Oh my gosh. The service involves light scratching and tracing movements on the back, the limbs, the scalp, and even the inside of the ears, which the owner describes as both relaxing and euphoric. The owner shared the company website and a bunch of their mission statements, and she said that she had the idea of this back scratching service and wondered if others would actually pay for it. And she now charges up to $130 per hour for these back scratching sessions.
Wait, where is this at?
Well, so she's in Florida, but her service is not just in Florida. It's grown so popular that her team, they travel to cities like New York, LA, San Diego, Houston, and Philadelphia to meet the client demand. So she has 3-inch long manicured nails, and she says that the process helps release endorphins like serotonin, and it even helps balance your energy field. She says a lot of clients experience deep relaxation and even fall asleep during their sessions. The Scratcher Girls, they say, is a unique approach to relaxation therapy, and it's just gaining so many fans across the country.
Would you hire someone to do this for you to get into relaxation mode?
I don't know. My dad used to always make me and my brothers and sisters scratch his back. He was like, scratch my back. We'd have to stand there and scratch his back. Like, that was always a thing. And we didn't even have nails. He would ask us to do that. It was so bizarre.
Wait, my dad did the same exact thing. He would be at the computer desk. I would be behind him because I was tiny. So I'd get in between the computer chair and him. And I'd just be in a squat position. And I'd scratch his back while he was on the computer. There's something about it.
So the Scratcher Girls ain't got nothing on us. We started this long before, except we did it for free.
Yeah, that's true.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's 8:02. JC is out using some of those vacation days today. We are here in studio with Steph. Have you seen the movie It Ends With Us?
I did. I watched it this past weekend.
It's because it's on Netflix now. It was actually just dethroned. It was number one on Netflix. Just got dethroned a couple of days ago by the movie Carry On, which I know a lot of people are talking about. But if you haven't seen It Ends With Us, it's based on the book. And I saw it in theaters. A lot of people are talking about it. And for you, first time you saw it, what did you think?
Oh my gosh. I knew what I was getting into by hearing the stories about it. It talks about domestic violence. But when watching it, it really hit home for me. I've talked about in the past that my high school boyfriend and I were in a very toxic relationship. So seeing the things in the movie, It Ends With Us, it was like the red flags that triggered me to when I was in that part of my life, when they were just being manipulative, or when they were just, you know, they were being physical. And I don't want to go too deep, but I do want to say that when it comes to these movies, when I see the domestic violence stuff, I try not to let it affect me in a sense where, you know, that was a part of my life that I regret. And I don't regret it because I learned so much from that. And I think back to the times where it was really bad and it was really toxic, and it felt like I was alone. It felt like I didn't know how to get out of it. It felt like just something that made me feel just so dark. And I think a lot of women can relate. I think a lot of women, when they watch this movie, It Ends With Us, even if you weren't affected by it personally, it happened, sadly. So when watching it, I hope that people that are maybe going through this, that know that you're strong, know that you can do this, and that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that maybe if you're going through this now and you're seeing it and you're being like, wow, is this forever? And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be forever. It could be something that you watch in an enlightenment, because there is hopefully a happy ending to you, that you see it with like, I know that this is my present, or maybe it was something a part of my past, but I got out of it. I was able to see myself at the other end and be strong about it. And I mean, just talking about it, it hurts. It was something, a part of my life that I look back with just a lot of heaviness, but also with a lot of light, because I didn't expect to get out of it in this toxic cycle, but I did it. And I'm hoping that if you are listening and you've seen the movie, that this will be something that you can look forward to. Like, I'm going to be able to get out of this type of cycle.
Yeah. If you haven't read the book or seen the movie, and thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, it takes a very vulnerable person to speak about situations like that. And, this is a safe space. You know, 1 in 3 women experience physical sexual violence or stalking by an intimate partner in their lifetime, and 1 in 4 men experience it. And sometimes I feel like it's not talked about enough, and so when movies like this come out and it starts a conversation, it really, I think, I don't know that the people who have experienced realize the impact that they may be having on someone who is currently going through it. And I will say that I have been very grateful to have never had to experience any sort of domestic violence in my life. But I know plenty of people who have. And the number one thing I think that you need to know if you are a victim is that you are not at fault. And that's one thing I've noticed with a couple of the people in my life that have been victims is it turns around and they try to make it their fault, like that they deserved it or they asked for it or whatever. And no,
that's exactly how I felt. That's crazy that you say that. When I was going through that time, it was like, what did I do to deserve this? Do I deserve this?
No.
I probably deserve. And then exactly. I don't. And I maybe I still need to heal from that. But man, just talking about it, it makes me feel better.
Yeah. And you know, I'm always here for you. Well, all of us are always here for you if you ever want to talk about something like that. But if there was anything that I could say, again, not your fault. No judgment at all. You never like question the choices that are made. There is no judgment. You're not alone by any means. People love you. And you have to be patient with yourself too, that it'll be something that you carry for a very long time. And there might be little things that trigger it, like a movie like this, that's about that. And so it's hard. I think just talking about it, it's really important. Also just want to throw out there too, that if you're going through something like that right now, there is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-SAFE. And also locally, SafeNest is an incredible organization that, man, what they do for families that have experienced domestic violence, it's just unbelievable. So also, if you're looking this season to help any charitable causes, that is a fantastic one too. But I'm sorry it brought back those memories. I'm sorry that, you know, you're feeling this way. But again, if I could say anything that I would hope would ever get through your head is that it is not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. And if anyone is listening that's going through the same thing, it is not your fault either. So definitely a good movie to watch. Opens some eyes. And you may not have known that you were in a situation like that until you saw that and realized it. But great movie. I'm here for you. I thank you for sharing that with us.
I love you. Thank you.
It's Mix 94.1. Wanna be my lover. Spice Girls on Mix 94.1. Before that, we played Shaboozy. And do yourself a favor today, if you have a couple of minutes, Google Shaboozy and see what happens. It's really funny. Something to just entertain you today. Google Shaboozy and just be. Did you just do it?
I thought I was cross-eyed for a second.
Did you feel tipsy?
I felt tipsy. So what? They just move the screen right and left to make you feel tipsy?
Yeah, just try it. See what you think. It's kind of funny. You know, speaking of music, a lot of us are inspired by our favorite bands, our favorite singers, so much so that we want to put them on our bodies for the rest of our lives via tattoo. And Google did this search to find out what rock band has inspired the most tattoos. And The answer may surprise you. Number one actually surprised me. I know no one with a tattoo that is dedicated to this band. Number four, as far as bands that inspire the most tattoos, and we're talking rock bands here. Metallica. They say 9,367 searches per month were related to tattoos, and they were in regards to Metallica tattoos.
I like the Metallica logo. It's a cool little logo.
That M?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, there's something very strong about that. Number three is Rammstein. Not real familiar with Rammstein's work, but yeah, they're number three. Number two is Guns N' Roses. Second most inspiring band when it comes to tattoos. And the most popular band, the rock band that inspires the most tattoos, is this one. Pink Floyd. I don't know anyone with a Pink Floyd tattoo. Doesn't mean they're not out there, but there were over 13,000 searches on Google for tattoos related to Pink Floyd. I don't know if it's that rainbow kind of thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's number one. You have a couple of tattoos, none of which are musically inspired, right?
No, I've never really thought about doing a tattoo about an artist. I only have one large one, which is the silver fern I got in New Zealand. But other than that, I don't know if I'd get another tattoo with a musical artist. What about you?
That's dedication, and it really shows that you're a big fan. Is anyone listening that has a music-inspired tattoo based on a band, based on a singer? I've seen some tattoos that are incredible. I remember seeing one of Adele's face on someone, and this looked exactly like Adele. I don't know who their tattoo artist was, but they were a real artist because, like, the shadows, all of it. I'm like, you've got to be a huge Adele fan if you are going to make that commitment. And the only one I've ever considered, and it's, I love this group, but it was more than just loving this group. It's, now don't laugh, because everyone's like, oh my gosh. So BTS, one of their albums, their album covers, just has some really cool artwork. The album is Love Yourself, and there is, they have like this heart on there, and I love the heart artwork on the album cover. And I thought that would be a really cool tattoo. Like, I love the heart. I love the idea of Love Yourself. I love the group. So that would probably be the only tattoo related to music that I would ever consider getting.
Have you told your family, if you were ever to get a tattoo, that it would be possibly of a BTS tattoo?
I don't think I'd ever do it, honestly. So I haven't. I just, you know, I'm like, I don't think that I have the guts to get a tattoo. I remember the threat from my dad when I was little. If you ever get a tattoo, I'm going to get steel wool and I'll scratch it off of you. Like, he never wanted me to get a tattoo. I just have never had the guts to do it. But do you ever regret getting a tattoo?
I mean, I'm on the borderline of regret. It's more of like, darn it, when I get this tattoo, people start talking rugby to me. Because it's a...
New Zealand.
Exactly. And then they talk... Because the silver fern logo is the All Blacks logo as well. So when I'm wearing shorts or something, someone will come up to me and start talking rugby, or they're like, oh, are you Māori, which is the people from New Zealand. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just went to school there for 5 months and that's about it.
Hey, but it affected you. We're getting a lot of texts of people who have had music-inspired tattoos. This one says, I have an LP for Linkin Park on my leg. Coincidentally, those are my initials too, so it works both ways. Cool. Oh, that's cool. This one says, I have a Soundgarden tattoo. Don't know what I was thinking, and now I wish I didn't get it in the first place. And then someone wrote, I think I know who you're talking about with the Adele tattoo. I have seen it before. It looks just like her. I don't know who did that one, and if they're a local person, but... Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. And this one says, I said if I ever met Dave Matthews, I'd have him autograph my arm. But my 8-year-old at the time chewed me out and said, do not come home with that tattoo.
Oh, my son, the kid even said it.
The kid's shaming you on that. That's a whole nother topic. Right now, though, it is time to win. Let's do it. Hey, speaking of groups, Collective Soul, we have your tickets right now. You want to go see them live in Las Vegas? They're going to be at the Venetian Theater, and we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to that show. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Dina, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you're in for Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You've got this. Collective Soul tickets up for grabs. You've got your categories to choose from. Do you want to go with Winter Wonderland, Snowstorm, Stop Playing Games, or Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Let's do it. These are all things associated with Christmas. We just got to get 6 in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Dina, Mercedes, your time. It starts now.
These are the people that help Santa Claus with his presents.
The elf.
Yes, this is what you would kiss under.
A mistletoe.
Yes, this is another name for Santa Claus. Good old... Jolly...
Nicholas.
Judges say yes. Judges say yes. When you give like a gag gift, it's called one of these kind of gifts.
Pass that one.
Pass. Okay. This is what you ride on the snow in a one horse open.
Sleigh.
Yes. This is what you would decorate like your banister with. You put this on there. Judy Blank played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Judy what?
I can't pass it.
Okay, Santa comes down the what?
Chimney.
Yes. This is if you don't know who your gift came from. Oh, no.
Oh, you're kidding me.
We missed it by one. Darn it. I'm so sorry, Dina.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, not a Merry Christmas for us. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for playing, Dina. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Collective Soul live in Las Vegas at the Venetian Theater on January 17th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400. I've never seen...
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The new district attorney in Los Angeles County is really skeptical about the whole Menendez brothers push to get out of prison. If you haven't heard, Eric and Lyle Menendez, they've spent nearly 35 years in prison. They're serving life sentences for the 1989 murders of their parents in Beverly Hills. And the DA is rejecting the notion that the years of sexual abuse that the brothers say they suffered at the hands of their father were not taken seriously at the 1995 trial. That's kind of been the key claim used in their defense. The family supporting the brothers shot back through a lawyer saying that this DA has not talked to anyone in the family except the one member who is labeling them as cold-blooded killers. But they're saying that this whole push for them to get out is probably not going to happen.
I saw the show for a little bit just because I couldn't really get into it. And it was very interesting how they reflected the lives. I don't know how accurate it was, but it was like them going shopping after their parents passed away. It was just a really, very interesting story on it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. And when this actually happened in the 90s, I do not remember it. I was too busy hanging out with my friends to even care about anything like this. But now, like, I didn't hear about any of this stuff. So watching it, it was like the first time I was hearing about it. And I didn't know about the allegations of sexual abuse. I didn't know really about their relationship with their parents, the mother and the father. And I just was kind of shocked. And yeah, Ryan Murphy was behind the series that came out called Monster. And so, you know, there is some artistic licensing there, but again, you don't know how much is him and how much is based on fact, though. It was disturbing, though, and I will say.
The Monsters one is the Jeffrey Dahmer one, right? The season before that Monsters was, I believe, Jeffrey Dahmer. And then the next one was the Menendez brothers, if I'm not mistaken.
It was Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was a Jeffrey Dahmer one too, but it was still called Monsters.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Maybe it's like a series where he's viewing them, but that was the one, because there's a documentary about the Menendez brothers on Netflix that's different than the Ryan Murphy one. That one is called Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story. But yeah, did anybody watch it? I was like really. like conflicted after watching it. I don't know. So we'll see if this DA takes the hard line on these guys in this case. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, she can add another accomplishment to 2024. She finished the year with not one, but two albums on Billboard's year-end chart. So the Tortured Poets Department is the number one album of the year. And that is followed by 1989 Taylor's version. It's the first time since 1967 that the same artist took the top two spots. Back then, it was the Monkees, believe it or not. She's also the first artist to have the year's top album four times. She had it in 2018 with Reputation, 1989 and 2015, Fearless in 2009. So yeah, she's had two more albums in this year's top 10 for a total of four. So your top albums of the year: Tortured Poets Department, number one. 1989, Taylor's version, number two. One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen was number three. And Stick Season by Noah Kahan was number four, as far as music goes. Just looking at some of these albums on here is just crazy to think this was all this year. Like Guts, Olivia Rodrigo, that was this year. That seems
what?
Like 2 years old.
When did that?
What's going on here?
February, did that come out? I'm guessing, or January?
I don't even know. Or was it out earlier? Maybe it was just one of the top selling albums of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
It must have been. Finally, this morning, America is divided once again, and it's all about the candy cane. A new poll this month has found 42% of us never eat candy canes, so their answer to this would be just don't. But for the rest of us, what is the right way to eat a candy cane? They came out with this survey from the National Confectioners Association, and they found America is divided. How do you eat a candy cane?
I ate a candy cane yesterday. I unwrapped it, and I start from the stick part. And then I eat it there. And then I don't like to eat the hook. The hook part is the weird part for me because it's just weird in my mouth. Uh-huh. So I just eat the stick part. What about you?
Okay, so I feel like there's the only way to eat a candy cane is by making it kind of a game. Number one, you take the stick part, you crack it, you remove the hook part, you save that for later, that goes right there. Then you take the stick part and then you suck on that until you make the sharpest point possible.
Yes.
That you can. And then you like stab yourself with it a little bit just to make sure it's sharp. Then you crunch it and you eat that all up. Then next day, 2 days later, whatever, you take the hook part and you use that as a retainer, and you put that in your mouth and pretend like it's a retainer, and you're like, hey, look at me. And you do that for a little bit, and then you get sick of it and you throw it away. That is the only way to eat a candy cane.
No way. I've never heard this before.
You never have used the hook as a pretend retainer?
No, I've never. It won't fit around my teeth. My mouth
is so
tiny.
Well, not the baby ones. You got to get the bigger candy canes.
Okay, of course.
But yeah, that's how I eat a candy cane.
I always used to get the candy canes and I put it on my parents' ear. You know, with the hook part?
Oh, just hook it on there?
Yeah. And then that's how I used to play with candy canes.
Okay, so anyone has a better way to eat a candy cane, we want to hear from you. That's the hot three. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you have a teenage daughter, have you been humbled by them before? 702-364-9400. I am convinced that no one will humble you more in this world than a teen daughter. And case in point, the other day I mentioned that I wanted to get my ear pierced. I was thinking about getting like this upper part, just a little like hoop-de-doo
on the top of your ear. Those are pretty. Yeah.
I thought that's what I think. It's so pretty. And I saw a girlfriend of mine and she has one up there and it's very simple and it's just very pretty. So I mentioned it the other day at dinner. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to get an ear piercing up here. And my husband's like, oh, that's cool. And my daughter goes, you? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, a piercing? I go, yeah. Why? She goes, oh, God, no. I'm like looking at her. I go, what? She goes, don't. Just don't.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, why not? And she's like, please, don't do that. And I'm like, seriously, give me a reason why. She's like, just don't be that person. I'm like, okay. At that point, my feelings are so hurt because I still can't figure out what her reasoning is. She won't tell me. She's just telling me not to be that person. And I'm sitting there and I was like, I go, okay. And I just start, you know, finish eating. And my husband's like, why not? Why shouldn't she? And she's like, just trust me. You don't want to be that person. And I still don't know what she means. It's just because I'm a mom. Like, I'm not allowed to get my ear pierced or what? I was so hurt. And that is when I realized that the person that humbles me more than anyone in this world is her. She can make me feel bad like that. She can make me feel so bad. Does anyone else have that, like with their teenage daughter, where they can just say one thing and you feel terrible? I mean, is it just me? I'm still hurt. Like, I still want to do it, but now I'm really reconsidering.
My mother-in-law is that way. And it's so funny because she is Filipino, but she has an accent. So when she says a knock means like son or daughter.
Uh-huh.
Really? A knock. And then she'll start speaking to God like, Delega, really? Should you do that? And when she starts to lower her voice, immediately I'm like, oh no. Have I gained weight? Do I have a pimple on my face? I just feel,
but you know, something is coming after that.
Something is coming. And so my mother-in-law, when she does that, a knock, Delega, which is daughter, really? And I'm like, immediately, I know that feeling, Mercedes. There's that judgment that is coming, but you don't know exactly the reasoning. It's just that voice, that tone.
Who do you think is worse, seriously, teen daughters or mother-in-laws? Like, I always feel like the mother-in-laws are judgmental, but at least mine doesn't say anything. Yours actually says it. What's the last thing she, like, went off on you about?
Oh, the last thing that she went off on me? Well, it was actually her venting to us about her daughter.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's just like, how is she doing? Is she doing okay? She seems stressed. Why is she so stressed? I'm like, well, she's planning a wedding. And she goes, it doesn't have to be that stressful. I'm like, oh, well. So it's hard for me to understand her sometimes, but it's also I want to fend for my sister-in-law. I know what she's going through, but it's hard. I feel like it's a generational gap between both the mother-in-law and the daughter.
Oh, it will really put you right in your place. Just got a text here and says, I really wouldn't put too much into these younger people's fashion sense. Have you seen the way they dress? Absolutely terrible. They are the people that are wearing pajama pants to school. That's right. I'm not going to take advice from someone who wears pajamas to school.
Yeah, exactly. And then what else? I make fun of Crocs, but the Crocs with the pajama pants, forget it.
Oh, Crocs, pajama pants, and now like Uggs are working their way into the mix, which I like Uggs, but apparently the Uggs are reserved for them, not for anyone else.
And no earring on your ear. Come on.
I know. I'm getting my ear pierced. I don't care what she says.
Yeah,
it is the final day of the 12 days of Christmas, day number 12, and Erlyn, you are caller 20.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Merry Christmas to you, Erlyn. And now, since it is the last day, the pickings are pretty slim here, but you never know what is under that tree. We've got two gifts left under there. We've got gift number 2, and we've got gift number 10. Which one do you want to select this morning?
Number 10, please.
Number 10. Okay. Oh, it's this little gift bag. Okay.
It's super cute. Here.
Let's open this up.
It could be deceiving, though.
I know. Sometimes we get Oh, it is deceiving. Look at... Ooh. Okay, Erlyn. Prepare to relax because you just got a gift certificate, a $200 gift certificate for Canyon Ranch Spa. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that place is like paradise, and a $200 spa credit. Get yourself a massage. Maybe you want to go and get yourself a mani-pedi. It is up to you. You just got that. Happy, happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Erlyn.
Thank you so much. Happy Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. And that means we have one gift left. It is gift number 2. And Heather Collins is going to unwrap that gift for you after 5 o'clock with day number 12, the 12 days of Christmas. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Thank you guys for joining us here on this Tuesday. Keep it here. J-Love is on the way next. He is going to get you through your work day. Hope you have a great day. And don't forget, your last chance to win with the 12 Days of Christmix after 5 o'clock with Heather Collins. She will have your final gift. It's the last lonely gift under the Christmix tree. That is coming up. Everyone have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.